With three stores at 174th and Maple and a shop in Fremont, Dillon Brothers has the motorcycle you're looking for. In addition to bikes, they also sell ATVs, side-by-sides, jet skis, and more. Check it all out at Dillon-Brothers.com.
Gotta catch up with Dan Wetzel. Do that here shortly. So this kind of hurt and a little bit as a Tiger fan. I saw that the latest world golf rankings is Tiger top 100? No. Top 200? No. Top 500? No. Top 1,000? No. Tiger Woods now ranks 1,005th in the world in golf. Like that is like, that hurts. That hurts me. That bothers me. It hurts me inside. Damn. Top 1,000. It's like, it's hard to argue with that. It is hard to argue with that. And I wonder at what point, and maybe he's already there, like at what point is Tiger Woods like not relevant? At what point is it just like, yeah, I mean, that guy's, he's old, he's washed up, his best days, those days are, is it already there? Is it already here?
Well, the only reason why he's still relevant is for all the wrong reasons.
Right, now he had the DUI with the pills.
If that doesn't happen, I would argue that it is already here. But Tiger Woods is irrelevant in the golf world.
But now. But here's the only thing that I struggle with that is like, I don't know. It's hard because then you're. But if Tiger Woods would still garner more attention if he played in a golf tournament than pretty much every single player on the tour.
He would.
You know what I mean?
He would.
So it's like, I on one hand, it's like he's, in terms of how he actually plays, he's irrelevant because he's not. I mean, he doesn't even finish tournaments, doesn't win tournaments, doesn't even make cuts at times. But he still is like this, it transcends golf. That if he plays, he is going to move the needle more so than any other golfer. I still think, I've always thought, like, man, if a Sunday at Augusta would come and he was in contention, I mean, you talk about a ratings bonanza for that. 402-951-1620. Let's bring on our next guest. Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports national columnist. Always a good conversation. Dan, appreciate your time. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, so I want to start, got a handful of things I want to touch on with you. The week-long press conference tour last week, Mayweather-McGregor, for certainly didn't lack on the entertainment value. I guess, what stood out to you after digesting all of the craziness that ensued?
Well, it was for the most part entertaining, maybe not all of it. Predictably, some of it went over the line, to say the least. But for the most part, as good of a promoter as Floyd Mayweather is, and he is an incredible self-promoter, the guy who's a defensive-oriented, you know, sort of junior welterweight who became the biggest pay-per-view star in fighting history. For him to be able to promote himself into that, McGregor is even just a more of a natural promoter. I mean,
right.
He just was. When he got the mic, it looked like a stand-up comic or someone hosting an award show or something like that. Just really fit in well. It was entertaining. The one I went to was in Toronto. Weekday afternoon, there's 12,000 people show up at an amphitheater for like concerts down by the lake, and
sheesh.
They're drinking beer and hanging out and laughing and shouting and just having a really good time with it. And then most of all, I think it just was successful. I mean, you have people from L.A. to Europe to Omaha talking about, hey, this fight's coming up and getting a buzz going for the fight. And, you know, talking to the promoters, one of the things they were saying is that, you know, at $100 for this pay-per-view, you really need to get people to have this on their calendar.
Right.
And so you sit there and say, hey, I forget whether it's August 25th or 26th or whatever it is, but come over my house that night. I'll get a bunch of guys together, or we'll all go over to their house, or we'll all make a point of going, because, you know, $100, $100. It's a lot more palatable if you, you know, are one of six people or five people and you're dumping $20 in or $10 in or whatever it is. So,
mm-hmm.
it was successful.
I mean, for me, Dan, like, I'm taking a kind of a, I don't know if this is the right way to put it, lighthearted approach to this entire fight. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like a magic show. Like, I know it's stupid. I know the guy didn't cut the girl in half, but whatever. Like, like, why do you think so many people, and maybe Twitter, you, sometimes you can extrapolate Twitter into being absolute, and that's kind of a silly line to walk. But why do you think so many people are, like, offended by this fight? Like, the people that are anti this fight are, like, violently offended by it.
I don't know. I agree. It's entertainment.
Yeah.
What, you had something else to do that night? and you know what? You don't have to watch.
Right.
And I think there's this sense of like, oh, anyone who's into this at all must think it's going to be a really great boxing match and these are the two greatest boxers in the world. Like, no, we don't think that. We're well aware that we have one guy who's 49-0 and one guy who's 0-0, you know, 0-0. And it's a puncher's chance of McGregor, but it's a show.
Right.
It's showmanship. It's the comedy act. It's the outlandish outfit.
Right.
It's the way they strut around. It's the put down. It's going to be the music act. It's just going to be a scene. And the culmination is they're going to ring a bell and the two of them are going to be across from each other and nobody really knows what's going to happen. And if Floyd Mayweather just destroys Conor McGregor and this fight ends, you know, with scorecards of like 120-106 and McGregor lands like 40 punches in the fight, well, that's the risk.
Right.
But that's part of the whole thing. It also could, you know, go any other way.
Right.
I think there's a lot of boxing purists that are angry. I think they should just, whatever, it is what it is. Boxing's on a roll right now. You know, Johnson, Klitschko, and the Pacquiao fight and Alvarez Triple G coming up, like it's been interesting. I mean, like Pacquiao fight wasn't a great fight. It was a pretty exciting fight, but the controversy, you know, controversy is a good thing in sports. And ask the NFL how they like controversy. They love it.
Right.
That's why it's so popular. You know, you've had these big events, and so this is just one of them. And I don't know why people take it so personally if you just like, yeah, this is, you know, people was like, this is like the WWE. Well, you know what's popular? The WWE. You know, so, I mean, what do you want? It's something. And it's the dead of summer.
Right, nothing going on.
You want to stand around
right. And
watch baseball and pat each other on the back when you watch a guy, you know, run out a hard grounder to the mound. Hey, that's your thing? I'll take McGregor with a pinstripe suit with an expletive in the pinstripe. I'm an idiot.
I'm with you. I'm right there with you. I mean, I'm just nodding. I'm nodding here with everything you're saying.
I go to the state fair, the county fair, and if they got the, you know, the three-legged horse, I look in there. I do it.
You know, it's I don't know what I was expecting, but so you said you were at the press conference in Canada, and like it feels like. Now, you can't just go off of that, but everywhere they went, it felt like the crowd, everyone's rooting for McGregor. Like, are you somewhat surprised by that? Am I off on that?
Oh, I think McGregor has more. Well, I think UFC fans are more likely to attend
a
ridiculous press conference. Press conference, mind you, where nobody ever asked a question. There was no asking. Wasn't actually a press conference.
Right, yeah, I don't know what you call it.
Each other down a stand-up routine, which was a heck of a lot better. I go to press conferences all the time. This was way better. So I'm not – keep the press out of it.
Right.
We're downers. I think they're more likely to go to this type of thing than boxing fans. I do think McGregor will have more – probably more fans. Mayweather also as a boxer. I mean, there are fans of Mayweather, the money team, you know, and all that. I think most people in boxing appreciate how incredible he is, but he's not the easiest guy to be a fan of.
No.
You know, and that's part of the, you know, serving time for domestic abuse and different things, but part of it is he portrayed himself as the heel willingly.
Right.
In an effort to sell pay-per-views. He sat there and said, he used to be Pretty Boy Floyd, and he wasn't getting anywhere. And then he got the big chance against De La Hoya in 07, and he decided to become Money Mayweather, and he used 24/7 on HBO to play the heel role, and he made himself about $800 million.
Right.
So I get it. Or his fights made it, you know, $800 million. So I get it. But so there's a lot of reasons why I think McGregor's just a little more. McGregor's also better at, you watch him, and no matter how ridiculous he is, you get that he's kind of in on the joke.
Exactly. You got to sell the fight. And that's how it is. One thing that I've laughed at is I hear people cry, you know, like, McGregor, one of the things I'm going to say, McGregor doesn't deserve this fight. There are 1,000 other boxers who deserve this fight. I'm like, since when is boxing about actually getting the two people that deserve each other and is making the best match? I mean, we didn't get Mayweather Pacquiao for 7 years. Like, boxing's always kind of been like this, Dan.
Yeah. It's like explaining capitalism to him.
It's not about who's the most deserving.
And that's the thing. Floyd Mayweather is retired except for this fight. If he couldn't come out and fight a guy he clearly has the advantage over for a gazillion dollars, mm-hmm. he's not fighting anybody.
Right.
And who, you know, all right, what's the big fight this year? Canelo Alvarez, Triple G. Well, you know what? Mayweather beat Canelo Alvarez, beat him handily. I mean, you know. What do you want him to do? Oh, that's a real boxing. Well, this used to be a real boxing match, and Mayweather destroyed him.
Right.
You know, or dominated him. He didn't really destroy him, but Canelo couldn't hit him. So, you know, again, it's like, it is what it is. You know what? Sunday night, they're going to have on Discovery, Michael Phelps racing a shark.
That's okay? Right.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't think the shark knows he's in a race.
I don't either.
I don't know. Guess who's watching? Me. I'm eating that thing up. I'm not missing that thing for the world. Is it stupid? Of course it's stupid. But what else was I doing Sunday night? Was I going to watch a real swim race?
Right.
No. No, I was not. There's a lot of suckers like me out there.
I'm right there with you.
Just unabashedly, just their services us.
Yes, I'm totally with you. You know, I've some people said
that. How do they know that shark deserved the shot itself?
I mean, was that the most deserving? I mean, what process have we gone through? Have we gone through all different oceans to find the shark?
South Africa, who's way better, and he didn't get his chance.
Yeah,
and it's not fair.
It's ridiculous.
He
you know,
like 17 seals last week.
I mean, listen, we didn't even look at, do we look at the hammerhead sharks? Do we look at every kinds of sharks? Like, what, I mean, come on. Like, let's think about
exactly.
What's fair here, you know?
Exactly.
Got a crack at Phelps, the greatest
total
ever.
Fix. The total fix.
It's a total, I'm offended.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there any way Phelps doesn't win this thing? Don't you think this thing is rigged, though?
Has to be, right? I mean,
the shark audience is not really, they don't get cable.
You know what's not an interesting conversation the next day?
Sharks are cord cutters.
That's right. Sharks don't, like, but if the next day, what's not an interesting conversation is like, hey, man, did you see Phelps and a shark race? Yeah, the shark won. Like, that's not a good,
right.
That's the end of that conversation.
Right, you know? Are the sharks swimming around going, Larry's going to take them?
Like, that's how it is. So, I mean, yeah, we already know the outcome for that, but we're going to tune in, you know?
I'm in.
I'm all in on it. All right. I mean, this is good. Dan, I just have just nodded and laughed at this whole thing. This has been good for me.
Serious sports talk.
Yeah, or something like that. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, shoot, it's July, right? I mean, we can talk about the Cubs if you want to, but I don't really want to. I'd rather hold off on that and talk about McGregor's pinstripe suit and all that good stuff. I do think, there's some people that's like, oh, well, you know, this is going to, you know, open the floodgates for other crazy. Like, I really think this is a rare set of circumstances where you got a megastar in Connor and a megastar in Floyd. It works with that. Like, I don't see more of these things happening. Do you?
No. Well, first of all, there's got to be the dollars behind it.
Sure.
So if this is a big success, like if McGregor scores the upset, like Dana White was saying last week, like, yeah, it'd be one of the great upsets of all time.
Oh, man.
Like, if it's exciting and he does that, yeah, maybe there's a rematch or maybe it does set stuff up. Maybe you do, you know, women's fight or something. I mean, you don't know.
Right,
but
right.
I don't think there's – I just don't think there's this much interest. There has not been a MMA promoter guy come along quite like McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
And – there certainly have been boxers that have been very good at it. I don't know. But guess what? If it does, then the market will decide.
Right.
Again, we're not losing anything here. It's
right.
not like, well, we were going to hold the NBA finals, but now we're going to do a Gus Macker tournament. It's just like extra. It's people getting mad at the NBA Summer League. When did this become a thing? Don't watch.
Right. If you don't like it, don't watch it. You know,
right.
Like,
you didn't say we're not doing Golden State Cleveland because we want to have Portland and LA play in the summer league.
Right.
It's just extra.
Right. It's just, hey, it's just an extra added area of the buffet. If you don't want to go over there and grab stuff, that's fine, you know?
Yeah, don't go to that table.
Don't go to that area, all right? You don't have to. You do not have to. Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports. Dan, this was fantastic, my man. I appreciate your time.
Good chat with you. I needed a laugh. Thanks,
okay,
man.
Good. Thanks, Dan. Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports. Every time he comes on, I think he's, like, sneaky funny. Like, I think that guy is sneaky funny. And that's, I mean, we're in agreement on how we see this thing. I mean, I think there is a lot of people. He made a good point. I think there are a lot of people that are, when we say, hey, I'm interested in this fight, they're like, oh, you think it's going to be a good fight? You think McGregor? No, I don't. I'm walking into this thing knowing that it's there's probably a 95% chance it's going to be a horrible fight.
That guy you just described? He is, like, right out here somewhere in a Cubs jersey. I just saw him walking by. He just put a bunch of mellow yellows in the fridge.
He's not.
That's that guy.
He's not happy about it. He's not happy about it.
Calls anybody that's interested in the fight a sucker.
No, then
I'm a sucker.
I'll say I'm a sucker.
I'll raise my hand. I'm a sucker.
I'm fine with that. I got no problem admitting that. We got to go to break. We'll get our crossover game right a little bit later on, but we got to go to break. We got 3 and out. We got to get to 3 and out with Corey. We come back. Yeah.